The US has seized two Venezuelan-linked oil tankers in the Atlantic. Notably, one of the tankers, bearing a Russian flag, was being shadowed by a Russian submarine. American forces had been pursuing the Marinera for more than 2 weeks. The ship was reportedly empty, but US officials are saying it's been used to move Venezuelan crude. This comes just days after US forces captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, and as Trump announced a deal to bring up to 50 million barrels of the crude into the US. Here's national security reporter Idris Ali.
Anytime you have a superpower taking over something that belongs to another superpower, in this case, the United States and Russia, it does risk sort of tensions flaring. It does risk, you know, a diplomatic demarche. The Russian Transportation Ministry put out a statement saying this is unacceptable. We request and really demand, our citizens from the ship to be returned to us. But beyond that, I think we're trying to figure out what happens next, right? Do the Russians say, okay, this was a vessel that was under our flag, but it really wasn't something that belonged to us previously, so we're going to let this go? Or do they have some sort of response where they go after some vessels that is important to the United States? The U.S. Coast Guard is in possession of the vessel. It does appear to be heading in the direction of British waters, but we don't know what the final destination is going to be.